modern smoker.
What story are you more sick of hearing about? I mean, we should do our own little poll here on America Tonight for the whole month of August. What's the one thing you don't want to hear about? I was talking to somebody just the other day about Anthony Weiner, and they said, you know what, I am so tired of hearing about this guy. So that's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Whatever nook and cranny you hail from, I hope you're doing well, America. 78% of young women approve of Weiner. Seriously. Anthony Weiner likes the ladies, and they like him back. They found that 78% of females, 18 to 26, again, approve of him. And, of course, the website that I'm talking about is kind of a racy website that was splashed all over the New York paper. So what do you think they're going to say? Seekingarrangement.com? Or do you think they're going to say, no, we don't like him? But what's more interesting to me is, okay, so in this survey there, they support him. And, of course, you know the story of Weiner resigning in 2011 after the sexting scandal. And, no, he apologized and everything's going to be okay and all of that. And then he now is the whole thing, the alias Carlos Danger and sending out sex texts to other women and all that other stuff. He is second in the race for to become the mayor of New York, which is astonishing to me. And why it's astonishing, and I've said this on the show before, why it's astonishing to me is because not even so much what happened with Anthony Weiner. It's that how could you possibly trust this guy because he just lies when it's convenient. So why do you want this guy in office? Why would anyone in their right mind want him in office? And let alone in our biggest city in the United States, why? New Yorkers would have to be crazy to elect him. I mean, they would have to be absolutely crazy because you can't trust him. You can't trust him. He just will lie and goes back on his word, and he showed that. Because it was convenient. Oh, geez, now I'm caught and I slip away from Congress. Now I've come back again and I am this cured person. No, he's not. And it's more about the fact that typical of why so many of us disapprove of who represents us in Congress and why we get so upset and the approval rating overall is like 10% is because of things like this, because we have such distrust of our politicians. You know, give me an honest guy or woman any day. And even if I disagree with them, if I really feel like they're authentic, I'll take it. I'll take my chances rather than with these people that are so silver-tongued and just lie when it's convenient. All right, speaking of that, you're going to love this. I found out about this the other day. There's a billboard that's inside the Washington Metro Rail System's Pentagon stop, and it encourages the Defense Department employees to leak classified information. Seriously. In fact, this is what the paid advertisement says. Snowden honored his oath. Honor yours. Stop Big Brother. Expose unconstitutional actions. Now, what's crazy is the ad is paid for by Oath Keepers, which describes itself pretty much as a Constitution defending association of current and former military employees, police officers, blah, 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 and first responders. I mean, actually, I hear it's a pretty decent group of people. So they say they're going to keep placing that sign and other signs as close as they can get to the NSA headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland, and near the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, too. I say bravo. I think it's hilarious that they have those billboards up just because it's, you know, keeping the awareness up with the whole public opinion deal and looking at that as folks get on trains and commute and whatnot every day. You know, they see it, and they see it. Other thing that I think is incredibly huge, and this is another area that we talk about so often on America Tonight, is the fact that now, and you have to love this if you think back to the 70s and the things that we heard about Agent Orange and whatnot, the U.S. government has to notify veterans that are used as human guinea pigs for tests involving substances and illegal drugs and all that kind of stuff. as it becomes aware of information, this is how it goes, relevant to their health. A judge just ruled this. I had no idea. This just came out. U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkins' ruling could end a class action lawsuit on behalf of test subjects in 2009. Wilkins issued a summary judgment refusing the plaintiff's request for government-funded private health care, but check this out, granted their request for disclosure on possible health concerns from the tests. So what does that mean? If you think of Vietnam veterans across the United States, it means that the class of the test subject veterans, that's got to be pretty large, right? Even though they're aging. And you might be talking about tens of thousands of people. The exact number of soldiers that were used, how sad, as test subjects, they don't know. Because the information on the experiments that ended in the 70s was classified for years. And all the people supposedly signed consent forms. So what could happen here is you've got multiple substances, some of the people. You have groups disputing the claim that they informed the soldiers that were part of this before or after the test. But the bottom line is the government has 14 days from July 24th to appeal the ruling. So Vietnam Veterans of America, they're not commenting now, but you can bet that they're probably, I think they want to respond. And let's hear what they have to say, because we do know between the 50s and the 70s, the mid-70s, 6,700 soldiers took part in experiments, and they were exposed to 254 different chemicals. Wow. And you think of some of what they were exposed to. They were exposed to all kinds of drugs. They were exposed to LSD, PCP, synthetic cannabis, a whole bunch of other things. Mustard gas is another thing that's talked about that also was part of those experiments. And, you know, it's like if you go back to World War II, there were more than 60,000 troops were used for chemical warfare studies. This is veterans' information that they have. They say most of the soldier volunteers of the experiments conducted by the military were told at the time that they should never reveal the nature of the experiments, and they kept it secret for 40 years plus. And now they're, of course, fighting to get to the bottom of it and to, you know, have, actually to have this, I don't want to say justification, but they to have help, frankly, because they were, as I said at the beginning of this, human guinea pigs, to say the least, where some of them have had some have had devastating effects as a result of this. So that this judge's ruling and what happens here will be a big, big, big story to follow, and we'll certainly be following that on America Tonight. All right, once again, coming up here on this show, Reg McDaniel, we're talking about dementia. I know this is something that a lot of people deal with. They deal with this with relatives. Very, very sad. We're seeing a lot of Alzheimer's lately. We have really been for the past decade, and even before that, but now it seems like more than ever. And plus, we can count as well. So stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomen from Midas Resources, July 30th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.2530. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7330, $6.8665 for a half ounce, or $3.4332 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.7330, $6.8665, and $3.4332.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, first up in the mailbag, we got this one from Sean listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Boy, a lot of people in Illinois email us here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. A lot of times people want to chew on something by going to AmericaTonight.net, clicking on contact, and then letting your thoughts fly. So anyway, Sean from Illinois has this to say. Sean says, man, what is going on with Egypt? I don't understand, Kate, why we would continue to pump billions of dollars into a country where we have a ragtag leader, if they have a leader. Who knows, after the Morsi debacle, it seems to me we should withdraw the $1.5 billion. What do you say? I'll tell you what, Sean, what's happening now is coming up in the Senate. They're talking about whether to green light a vote on cutting the $1.5 billion to Cairo. And a lot of people not happy about this, including Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, that you look at this money and you think of foreign aid and what we could do with that money and putting it in the hands of who knows who in Egypt. Why? Because the bottom line is this. For the White House, the vote is kind of a little bit of a thread, a very slim policy needle, as someone described it. Someone described it that way in something I read today. I think it was a write-up from one of the cable networks, and I thought, oh, that's brilliant. That's what it is. And because they're refusing to determine whether or not the military takeover, the coup, of the Egyptian government was a coup. If it were officially labeled as a coup, U.S. law dictates, we got to stop. They can't get that $1.5 billion. It would stop. So this political headache that Egypt has become, I say we dump it. I mean, it's ridiculous that we're continuing to support it. I don't think we don't need this at all. The Egyptian government has to meet our requirements, and they have to transition into some kind of a democracy if they want our do-re-mi, right? Fair is fair. Why should we give this aid here? I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, let's go to this one. This one from Bob, listening to us in Florida. Hello, America Tonight. I've heard you talk about politicians trashing some of them, and I laugh all the way home when I'm listening to you, Ms. Delaney. I have to agree with you, but I've also heard you compliment some, so good for you. You can obviously pick out a few of the good apples. I'm sure there are a few. But Elliot Spitzer saying that Anthony Weiner should not be mayor, talk about calling the kettle black. Are you kidding me with this one? Makes no sense whatsoever. Why? Because isn't he part of that disgraced politician gang that trots before the mics and stands there with their wife telling us how they are so sorry? I think Spitzer is the guy who doesn't need to comment on anything when it comes to politics anyway. For my money, he just needs to go away quietly, but they never do, do they? Now, you know, it's kind of interesting that Spitzer, he's running, too, for an office, and it's, you know, they're political animals. That's what the deal is. So Spitzer is like the talking head. He can't get enough of the tube. He's on all kinds of shows, Bill Maher's show with our pal Bob Ney, who was on just the other week, the former congressman from Ohio that comes on America Tonight. But, yeah, he can't, like I said, he can't get enough of commenting on other political folks, and Anthony Weiner was a layup for him to talk about. You know, it's interesting. They had a poll that came out earlier this week. 53% of New York voters believe Weiner should drop out of the race. The Quinnipiac University poll came after the congressman said that he continued to send those messages to women, remember, after he resigned from Congress. So the survey's saying, you know, look, people, 53% say dump out of it, just dump out of it. And then you have Spitzer, who's running for city comptroller, and he, who knows, he may get it, but it seems like there's a double standard there. I know what Spitzer did was obviously different from Weiner, from what happened with Anthony Weiner, but still, if I was Spitzer, I don't know that I would want to be so in front of that comment. I mean, I'm just saying, right? All right, let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Gail, listening in California. And Gail says, hello, America Tonight. I was wondering what you thought of what is happening now in the Middle East. I know that you've talked about Iran before. I know that you've talked about Egypt before. I know you've talked about Syria before. Overall, what would you say would be the best play for the Middle East? You know, the problem is you can't group every, as much as I try to do it as well, you can't group every single country in the Middle East. I say, you know, slippery over there in the sands of the Middle East. But, you know, obviously with Israel, they're an ally. And what I love about Benjamin Netanyahu is he seems to take no guff from anybody. And because he knows he's got, look where he's surrounded. What countries he's surrounded by, scared to death over Iran, which makes sense. I shouldn't say scared to death, but concerned about Iran for good reason, because Ahmadinejad, anything's possible with him. Anything's possible. Actually, anything was possible with the supreme leader, because really it's the supreme leader who keeps pushing in a subtle way what Ahmadinejad previously had pushed. And that's the whole idea that, oh, there's no Holocaust, and, you know, that there never was, and all the anti, you know, Zionist stuff that was thrown out there by Iran. I think they're slippery anyway. It's scary for us and others to try to figure out where are they headed, where are they going. And we didn't think that before, right? But now you have to look at the Middle East, and that would be a concern area. Syria is a concern area, but it's a place that we're not going to do much of. Given weapons to rebels, that we, what are the rebels going to do? I think even giving, it's questionable to even give the weapons that we're giving to the people that are over there in Syria that are fighting Assad, who is obviously a brutal dictator type. But what do we do? I mean, are we replacing the leaders in all these countries? Then we back someone, and then something happens, and I mean, Egypt was a good lesson with what happened with Morsi, to say the least. To say the least. All right, I got this one from the Tuna, listening to us in New Jersey. I love this. The Tuna says, all right, sometimes you talk about a lighter fare on America Tonight. So I have a question for you. Are you a yogurt, custard, or ice cream chick? We never get emails like that. It's kind of refreshing to get lighter emails, isn't it? I am, if you're saying custard, I'm thinking like that kind of ice cream custard, because that goes along with the whole ice cream. Are you an ice cream person? Whatever. I guess because I'm always concerned about, like everybody else, the LBs, the calories, that if I, of course I would like ice cream, but I probably yogurt. I'd probably go for yogurt. If I were going for ice cream, if I were going for broke, and I'd have to worry about, I wasn't counting any calories, I wasn't worried about that kind of stuff, I would probably, my favorite of all when I was a kid was those Rocky Road ice creams. Do you ever have those Rocky Road sundaes, where it had the kind of that malt sprinkle on it? And I'm a vanilla ice cream person, so if I were having ice cream, that the vanilla ice cream falls right into that category. Thank you for that. Thank you for the lighter, throwing out the lighter deal here. We're always say we need to do more of that on America Tonight. So let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Liz, who's listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Liz says, Kate, I was wondering what your thoughts are now over George Zimmerman. And if you were connected to George Zimmerman, would you advise him if you were in his posse or camp or whatever you want to call it? Would you advise him to get out of Florida so he could resume some semblance of a normal life? Yeah, you know, here's the thing. The conversation, so we're having this conversation in this country about race and bias and, you know, whatever. And the problem is there's always some nut. I mean, is there some, if I were, so we were trying to gauge, is in Sanford, Florida, or around there. I mean, is it the possibility of somebody going after Zimmerman? Well, yeah, of course, there's people that are angry. And would there be somebody that would be crazy enough to actually try to do something to him? In my head, I would like to think no, but I think he should just keep doing what he's doing. I think he should lay low. I mean, it's sad to think that justice, that's it. You know, if we quit him, we quit him. He went through our jury system in Florida, so he's got to live by that if we're a free nation, whether you like the verdict or not. All right, remember, you can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wall, David Serrada, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Very, very thrilled. Welcome to the show, Dr. Reg McDaniel. He is the founder and director of research for the Fisher Institute for Medical Research. And it's interesting, some of the things that are being worked on that the doctor and I actually had a quick conversation about on the air that I think will completely, I really believe, blow some of your minds, some of the things that are happening, including what's going on with dementia. And I had an aunt who had dementia, a great aunt, and it was such a rough thing for the family. And it seemed like we had absolutely no hope whatsoever. But, Doc, you say there actually is hope, but it's a question of operating in the right direction when it comes to this disease, because it's a disease. Explain a little bit about a study using nutrition and what a difference that made.
Well, the main thing I would like to establish, this is not a new idea. The fact is, Exodus 129, which is about 5,000 years plus part of the Torah, 129 says, "And behold, I give you the herbs and seed-bearing fruits. For you it shall be meat," King James translation. And I have made more presentations to Seventh-day Adventist churches than any other group. And they kind of hang up on that meat, so I've gone to Hebrew scholars that study the oldest Torahs, and they say that's a good image and poetry, but the original would be more like, for you it shall be sustenance. That's a broader term from over 5,000 years ago, and it was very difficult for me to except this, having gone to medical school and basically by example, never by word, taught that there are three gods of healing, surgery, radiation, and drugs.
Mm.
There's a little asterisk up there, and if you go down to the bottom of the page, and it says, and there shall be no other gods before thee. Boy, did I find that out, because back in the 1980s, in a search of trying to make a new drug for some investors here in North Texas, the aloe vera plants, it can be documented to have been used to support good health for over 5,000 years in various societies, and we were trying to make a drug from the active ingredient in aloe. Well, we found out it was chains of sugars, mannose sugars. Not even a sweet sugar. There are over 200 sugars in nature, and not all of them are sweet. But that's based on its structure. And it was just incredible, all the benefits that came from this. And it was about 2 years before a major review article was published in Annual Reviews of Biochemistry to show that this molecule, when you're making glycoproteins and glycolipids, which in shorthand is saying all the structure function molecules that make up the body and carry on the biochemistry of life, you need 9 molecules of this sugar to make an important domain on all the glycoproteins and glycolipids. And this is so important in our diet because tons of this mannose are raised in the grain fields and rice paddies from down on the Gulf Coast up to Canada. But when you make white rice and white flour, you strip this molecule out of the food chain.
Mm.
When we put this back in from the aloe plant in a concentrated dietary supplement, we had patients, parents, doctors, nurses saying, "It's a miracle what happened." Well, I went around and have over 3 million miles of frequent flyer miles from American Airlines alone, tell them in straight Texan, it ain't no miracle. It's a restoration into the food chain, an important, vital sugar that's needed in the synthesis of all the structure function molecules that carry on the biochemistry of life. And in 1988, I saw in my office the first patient with Alzheimer's respond to this improved nutrition as a dietary supplement. It was kind of an accident, and it's a little involved. But then again, in about 1994, I saw the second one, and I got to interview this guy who had been mute and wandering around with detached mental capacities. And it was interesting to interview someone that was back from what I call the living dead, because he said, "I was so angry. First they took my home away from me and all my possessions and my wife and everything I had. I thought I was in a Japanese prison camp back in World War II."
Mm-hmm.
And he was angry over it because it was unjust. He had done nothing to warrant this response. And it's interesting also that Alzheimer's patients frequently are given the drug Haldol to quieten them down because
right.
they bite, raise a lot of cane. Now you can understand why. In fact, before Alzheimer's, it was called dementia pugilistica.
Mm.
And it takes a long time from the 1980s to publishing a paper in January, February issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease that at the Miami Miller School of Medicine that a study was done in cooperation with the Miami Jewish Health Service that has a facility with over 350 dementia patients at any one time. And, of course, at that age, they come in one side of the building and they go out permanently the other side. But they've been doing studies for drug companies for decades. And they said to me very excitedly, and also to the lead author, Dr. John Lewis, that all their previous studies had been, does this drug slow the progression of dementia? He says, we never had anybody improve, but we evaluated the first six patients that were to be in a 30-patient study, and all six of them had improved memory and cognition. That we don't know what to think. Well, they were outliers, and only 46% of the patients in the study improved memory and cognition, but that's a major progression.
And so what's been the reaction, Doc, to that then? Because that's amazing. I mean, you're saying 46%.
Yes,
that's huge.
You would think that somehow the media would pick up on this, but it hasn't really happened. I don't really know why, and I hope talking to you that because there's about 5 million families in the United States that have a family member, a loved one with dementia.
Alzheimer's, yeah.
Alzheimer's, and there's also a vascular cause, but dementia that in a regional meeting I attended recently at a local medical school from the Obama administration who's put an emphasis on doing something about Alzheimer's, people from the government up in the Washington area's message was, well, there's nothing we can do for Alzheimer's patients. What we need to do is put our emphasis on supporting emotionally the loved ones that are losing their family member. Well, this is a message of significant hope, and of course, we're working on trying to increase the percent response rate of getting their memory and cognition back.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody, because I guarantee, and you said it right, you had the statistic, 5 million people with Alzheimer's or some related dementia. If they wanted to find out more about that, because I guarantee we're going to ring some bells here, where can they go? Do you have a website at the Fisher Institute?
Well, I can't. There are certain. I was so involved in this study and put the formulation together of nutrients that were used that I'm limited on what I can say. I'm sorry because of FDA rules and guidelines.
Sure.
But any person can go to Google or Bing and enter allopolymannose. That's A-L-O. Poly, P-O-L-Y-M-A-N-N-O-S-E, and they'll get the first page is just loaded with all the information you might want to know about this study. There's also an abstract there and an interview with Dr. John Lewis, the lead author on this paper that was published.
Yeah, that you mentioned. Absolutely. I encourage people to go and do that because, you know, if we're talking about treating people in a much different way and getting well, I mean, to me, that would be the objective because you struggle as a loved one, but you certainly, if there was a way to help your Alzheimer riddled parent or other relative, you would want to try it. And I think people are open to trying things for sure. Dr. Reg McDaniel, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, I want to emphasize again, this is a nutrition, and that over 2 million British sailors died from a fatal disease called scurvy until Dr. James Lynn found out you could give lemon, limes, and oranges and prevent and reverse that lethal disease. This is just something along the same line of approach. The biochemistry of life is run on the molecules and what we eat and drink. And many of them are missing in our modern food chain.
That's true. We talk about that a lot on America Tonight. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate the time.
Blessings to everyone.
Thank you.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you 2 new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these 2 remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. Wow, this is a big one that we start with. There was a huge child prostitution, crackdown that nabbed some interesting folks. Thank goodness. I love to hear about these FBI ops. And this one was nationwide. It just happened last weekend. 150 arrests. Worth throwing this up here at the top again in case you missed the story. 150 arrests, 105 children between the ages of 13 and 17 were rescued. It's a child prostitution ring that they were able to crack open. And, I mean, terrible things. It's drugs, abuse, physical toll, emotional toll. I mean, can you imagine? You heard the ages, I said 13 to 17. So it was a 3-day undercover operation cross-country, and it happened in 76 cities. 230 law enforcement types, right, were involved in this. Largest sweep to date at this point, 28 searches, 129 seizures altogether, and that means cash, drugs, cars, firearms, all that kind of stuff. So I say bravo. As much as often we are in the backs of law enforcement, bravo to all of them for pulling this off, because they were able to identify victims, they were able to identify the abusers, the pimps, if you will, and they were able to save young people, mostly young girls from 13 to 16 years old. And very depressing that some sick, twisted people would take advantage of this. But where there's a market, where there's a will, there's a way, and that's what happened. They were, you know, these people were, that were part of this ring, were catering to a sick, twisted need. So I say bravo again for helping the children, helping them. This was a sad story when you go back and look at, when you go back and look at athletes and somebody dying too young. There was a, there was an Ecuador international top scorer, a guy who was a top scorer in the Mexican league last year, and he died at the age of 27, and he is a soccer player, right? So a well-known, popular striker named Chuco passes away one day after playing his first game for a new team. He played, and the reason I bring him up is because I can remember watching this. He played at the 2006 World Cup, and he was very, very young. And then he became a pretty big deal in Ecuador, and it was, he was part of the reason for reaching the finals in, you know, he was part of the reason for trying to reach next year's finals in Brazil. And his, he had 24 goals. He was a third high scorer overall for Ecuador's national team. So sad that he died at 27 years old. They say, and this just shows you, it's so weird that what we're seeing a lot of with hearts. He had a heart attack and died in the hospital. He was complaining of, what he was complaining of too, was that he had abdominal pains, and they take him to the hospital, and then the next thing you know, it turns into a full-fledged heart attack. Boy, like I said, sad story. All right, let's do another one here on We Can Count. Earlier in the week, the I think one of the craziest stories that, you know, it's like when you're sitting home and you're watching the news and you hear about it. There's a gunman, he's taking people hostage. And I think of, and this is one of the things I think of. I think of movies you've seen and what that whole hostage situation is like, right? But especially when you see it play out in the news, where you can see the cars, the police cars are lined up, the lights are on, all that kind of stuff. Well, a 43-year-old set fire to his apartment in Miami, then he shot six people in the building, in and somewhere around the building, and people were trying to figure out how could this happen, and they had no reason to believe anything was wrong or anything was going on or to know why he acted that way. And it's crazy. The the guy that I'm talking about, this 43-year-old's name is Pedro Vargas, and they are looking into the possibility, and this is a quiet guy, that he might have had some dispute with a building manager, because the building managers were among, you know, the people that he shot. But he had no history, zero, no criminal history, no history of irrational behavior, anything. They have no explanation whatsoever. And all of a sudden, they get a 911 call. This happened, you know, last Friday. They get a 911 call. Smoke is flying out of this apartment in this area in Miami. They go there, and six people before he was killed. And they have no explanation. I mean, none. Saw a photograph of him. He just looked like any guy walking down the street. Frightening. I mean, chilling. You look at him, and like I said, it could be your neighbor. He looks just like any guy that could be sitting there blowing leaves or mowing a lawn. I guess you never know. You never know what someone is capable of doing. Let's put it that way anyway. All right, let's move on to another one here for We Can Count, or this version anyway, of We Can Count. In keeping track of who's signing what bill, this isn't unexpected, but the North Carolina governor, Pat McCrory, signed into law a very controversial restrictive abortion bill. The bill would place requirements on clinics that family planning advocates say would make it hard for them to stay in business. And the one of the requirements is the presence of a doctor when an abortion is being performed. So now we're seeing that this is some other states are starting to come up with these laws. And there's a similar law in Texas. There's been a huge controversy over that, too, as well. And actually sitting out there on a couple of other desks across the country. There's 10 different other proposals of a similar sort. So this is something to keep an eye on where we're headed in this discussion. I mean, this is like the third rail. You think of all the things that we talk about with politics. We talk about an automatic game changer in a conversation, and that's one of them. So that's just the latest state to go in a much different direction, much different direction. Here's another one for you from the Department of Let's Follow the Numbers and See Where They Lead. This is a very kind of a wild deal. What's up with somebody taking green paint and trying to trash the National Cathedral? Saw pictures of this. They arrested this 58-year-old woman for this deal. A green paint was found at the cathedral, you know, on the Smithsonian statue. And this was 3 days after they found this crazy green paint smear on the Lincoln Memorial. They don't know if it's the same person or not, but because the arrest of her so far that they know was only related to the National Cathedral, and it's Time Jamal was charged with defacing the property. It's like, what are you thinking of? It's like the guy growing up in Philly. It's like the guy who took a hammer and smashed the Liberty Bell. I don't get that. And it wasn't some kind of protest thing. He just decided he was going to smash the Liberty Bell for some reason. So they can't figure out what the deal is with her. She's not right. If, you know, why was she trying to do that put the green paint on that? You know, what was the deal with doing that? And still no reason for it at this point. Or if seems as though she might be connected to the other one, but they haven't confirmed that yet at this point. But vandalizing it at the National Cathedral, I mean, what are you getting out of that? There's got to be something not right there, let's put it that way. All right, and here we go, wrapping up a really big one for you. This is the biggest number of all, 136 million. Can you imagine stolen jewels worth 136 million? That's the value of the jewels that were stolen from an exhibition in Cannes on Sunday. They're still talking about this. Tongues are wagging all over the place. The robbery is the third heist around the city since May. It happened Sunday morning at a jewelry exhibition, they say, at the Carlton Hotel. How does that happen in an exhibition? I mean, it's like a movie, isn't it? Jewel thieves gone wild. So the jewels altogether were worth $53 million or so. The robber's face was covered by a hat and a scarf. They had a semi-automatic pistol, threatened to shoot the exhibitors and the guests. That is brazen. There were security guards, but they couldn't do anything. They were unarmed. Nobody was injured in this. The gems were supposed to have been on display until the end of August. The robbery follows two major jewel heists this year at events tied to the Cannes Film Festival. During the festival in May, a necklace worth $2.6 million was stolen from a hotel party. Shortly after, the jewels worth more than $1 million were stolen from a safe in the room. Wow. And the jewels stolen in May were from a Swiss firm, so whatever. They're obviously, somebody has a handle on how to do this, and they're not fearful of getting caught. All right, this wraps up this edition of Waking Up.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.